So this is a family show, and we're showcasing the Takeaway family, you might call it today. Our next listener has been with us almost since the beginning. We always ask you to weigh in, right? All right. Well, a few of you did, actually, after we showcased some disturbing stats on growing obesity in America. 42% of American adults will be obese by the year 2030, which changes the measurements of everything from diabetes needs to the size of coffins. And some of that reporting alarmed a few of you out there. Stephen?
You have all of these magazines out there showing six-pack abs and being muscular. That doesn't necessarily mean you're fit. It means you are the proper weight for your height. It has nothing to do with fitness. Thin doesn't necessarily relate to being fit.
That's listener Stephen Velasquez. We also heard from our wise listener friend, John Manrique, from right down here in Miami. John, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to see you, John.
We've had you on the program talking about the weather, right?
We've talked about weather, gas prices, and a variety of items in between.
But here you are weighing in quite literally on a subject you know quite a lot about. You look pretty slim and trim right now, but a few years ago, you lost 70 pounds?
From my heaviest, I'm now down about 100.
That's amazing. You wrote a book about it. It's called Hey Fat Ass, A Guy's Guide to Losing Weight and Getting Right.
Correct.
You know, weight loss, the genre, the literary genre is a very successful one, but those are impressive numbers.
Well, and I think the biggest thing for me was to stop thinking about weight loss, and it was really focus on diet and exercise, and then the weight loss naturally comes as a byproduct. And I think that's where a lot of people get thrown off track.
What do you think of this idea that Stephen just mentioned that, you know, hey, look, this is the way that I like. It's about self-esteem. I'm just fine. I'm not worried about all this sort of obesity, anxiety. What do you say to that?
I think it is great to, yeah, I'm just fine, but what does just fine mean? To me, no, it shouldn't be just about the numbers. It is about your health. It is about, are you able to do the things you want to do? And that's what motivated me personally was, could I chase my kids the way I wanted to? Could I go up a flight of steps without feeling winded after, one or two floors? No. And that's where I wasn't happy. So if you're happy, this is where my health is and this is where I feel good, that's great. But it takes some real introspection to answer that question, I think, honestly to yourself.
Now, describe, how the takeaway sort of is a part of your daily conversation, whether it be weight loss or the weather or issues, because we hear a lot from you.
Sure. Well, you know, for me, I was commuting between Palm Beach to Miami. And so it was an extension of family, a lot safer than texting or looking on your smartphone while driving. So, which was another topic I think we spoke about.
Yeah, the takeaway can save your life.
It has.
Is that the message?
It has. But it's just a great, I mean, the conversation, the involvement of other listeners is fantastic and other perspectives, which you don't get anywhere else, and that there's actually thoughtful dialogue on topics and it's not a soundbite. So that's why I enjoy and continue to enjoy being a part of the Takeaway family.
Well, and of course, the contributions are, contributions are what public radio stations are all about. But we really value the contributions from listeners. We've heard so many amazing stories, and we've gotten some from you. And now, I tell you, looking at you, seeing you in person, imagining you with 100 more pounds, it's hard to imagine.
A lot more to weigh in on, I guess.
Yes, there you go. There always is a lot more to weigh in on. What do your kids think of the fact that there's only half a dad?
You know, it's funny because it's day to day, I'm dad. I think it's more their actions in seeing both my wife and I, how we've tried to make fitness, not ramp down their throats, but a part of life. Let's go for a run, hop on your bike and come with us. It's more the actions that they themselves are conscious of, where I know as a kid, I certainly wasn't. And that's not, anything as far as my parents, just the overall awareness. And so to see them active as well and wanting to making good diet choices and making fitness a part of their lifestyle every day is really great to see.
A healthy family hobby. Being healthy.
Absolutely.
John Manrique, thanks so much. Down here in South Florida, 3 years ago, he lost 70 pounds, wrote about it in a book, Hey Fat Ass, A Guy's Guide to Losing Weight and Getting Right. We'll see you on the radio.
Hope so, sir. Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.